Lately, I haven't been sleeping much. There's a lot on my mind, and I've always been prone to insomnia anyway. The last few days, it's been bad enough that I'm lucky I get 2, maybe 3 hours tops. Last night was my Friday, and I planned on staying up, but I hadn't planned on pulling an all-nighter. So I'm working on a personal writing project, though. I lost track of time, took a break around 3 in the morning, got up to stretch and eat and shit, and passed my living room on the way to the kitchen. Like a lot of people, I leave my television on all the time on a low volume because I like having the background noise. Silence can be just as toxic as cacophony. I live in a very small town. The local news still has the traditional sign-off when the program ends for the night. An American flag waves while the anthem plays. And a message bids the viewer a good night. After that, it's just a test pattern until 6, when the early guys come on. And when I passed by, the anthem was just coming to an end. I made a sandwich on the way back to the bedroom, and I stopped to change the channel to something else. But the station wasn't playing its usual test pattern. And I sat down to see what was going on. Around here, the Forest Service pulls out emergency broadcasts when somebody goes missing or there's an issue in the park, because our town is basically bordered on 3 sides by very dense woodland. Anything that happens in the park affects us almost immediately, and alerts aren't that uncommon. I wondered if someone had an issue in one of those campgrounds, and I figured I might as well see what was going on before going back to work. If it was a major issue, they were going to call me in anyway. Might as well beat them to the punch. I ate my sandwich, I muted the TV, so I wouldn't have to listen to the tone. Whoever was running the alert wasn't using a candid message, so the standard alert was still flashing. I found it odd that they'd be running it so early. Generally, if a major issue comes on in small hours, the tornado sirens are turned on, the cops will go door to door. It's a very small town, so that's not an impossible task. The only times in my memory that we had to do this were when the tornado touched down outside of town limit, and last year when a wildfire hopped the state border and was coming right at us faster than anticipated. But I've never seen an alert run after about 10 at night. So it was strange to see an emergency alert now without the sirens running in tandem. The standard screen flickered a few seconds, which usually signaled the end of the tone and beginning of the actual message, so I unmuted the TV. I caught the tail end of the tone before it switched to the interval honk, whatever that flat tone is. A message appeared very briefly, but I didn't have time to see it. And you can't, of course, rewind emergency broadcasts. A second message popped up.
Please be advised.
I laughed and started to pull my phone out of my pocket for a screenshot. See, I know the people in charge of the broadcast system, and they get hell about typos from the higher-ups. But before I could take a picture of the message, it disappeared and was replaced with a real-time one. Whoever was writing it was typing fast and accurately. And this is around when I started to get a bit uneasy.
Please do not contact emergency services or family members. We are aware of the situation.
The message disappeared and there was a brief pause. I sent a text to a buddy of mine who also tends to stay up late, and I told him to turn on the news. A new message, pre-typed, appeared.
Please ensure that all children are present before making a report. False reports are subject to...
The message cut off. Nothing from my buddy. I started scanning the news on my phone for any breaking stories, but I didn't see anything. The weather was calm. There were no fires.
They can move?
My phone buzzed and I pulled up the message. My buddy was watching. I was just as perplexed, so I called him. We talked while we watched the alert.
Call the police.
You see this?
My friend said.
The fuck are they doing?
Who's doing it, too?
It's not a drill. Does it say if it's just a test?
We were both quiet while I read the messages.
Make them run. If they can't go back inside and call 911, don't let your kids see themselves. We don't know what happens.
There's no way. This is a joke. Dude, someone's gotta get fired. I couldn't tell if he was trying to make me laugh or himself.
At the 3 line, they get stuck. And they run in place. Or they turn into something else. Please don't be afraid. They aren't your children. Your children are asleep.
Both of us are quiet.
Please avoid going between levels of your house. Stay where you are. Your children are not outside. They are upstairs in bed.
What do we do?
Nobody asked. Don't go upstairs, I guess. Then we both started laughing for some reason. We didn't stop until the next message popped up.
Stay where you are. Your children are sleeping. They are asleep. Don't move. Just stay where you are. Please stop calling. Don't look outside. It's not them. Read the prompts and follow. We don't know what they are. Stop calling. Weapons are ineffective. They can't leave the trees. Stay where you are. They are not your children.
Suddenly the broadcast ended, and the test pattern came up. My friend and I waited for a bit and then hung up. I turned the TV to another channel and got up to look out the window. My property includes several acres of heavily wooded land, and I looked out the backyard, where the tree line is clearest. At the edge of the trees, I saw what I think was a small boy. He was running in place in a very slow, almost robotic way. I couldn't make out any details, but he seemed familiar. He continued to run in place, his legs moving in big, exaggerated arcs, his arms pumping. I looked down for a second to unlock the door. When I looked up, he was gone, as if he'd never been there. I closed the door and locked it and moved to the bedroom. I made sure all the blinds were closed, but I didn't get much work done. I don't work for the next 2 days, but this morning I texted my buddy to see what he'd heard. He said only a few other people saw the broadcast, so the guys in charge are in deep water as to whether or not the situation, whatever it was real. It seems no one's talking. But he says our park had an emergency meeting this morning. We've all been advised to keep an eye out for any unusual activity. They haven't specified what the activity might be. I doubt that we'll ever learn anything one way or the other, but I think I'll keep my blinds closed at night for now.